if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
It actually allows you to be in the moment while you capture it. You're able to actually watch in high definition the event and stream it live and share it at the same time.
Have you ever whipped out your phone to get a picture or video of something exciting, only to completely miss both the shot itself and seeing the moment? At CES 2017's Launch Fest in Las Vegas was Mary Schulenberger, and she was demonstrating a new device called the IQ that's designed to solve that problem. Mary, you are, I believe, the founder and CEO of a very cool company. Please tell me about this.
Yeah, so my company's name is Parlay Innovation, PI for short, and we invented the IQ. It's the world's first immersive reality smartphone accessory device. I know that's a mouthful. What it does is it actually allows you to be in the moment while you capture it.
We talked about the way the IQ works. Let's say that we are right now at my child's sporting event, and I'm a proud mom, and I want to take pictures. How does this help me do that?
Well, the way it helps you do that is you're able to actually watch in high definition the event and zoom in on your child as they're scoring a winning point, and you're able to stream it live and share it at the same time. So if grandparents aren't in the area, they're able to cheer from their home or from their iPad or wherever they're at.
Imagine the market you will have for this with everybody graduating from college and things of that nature.
Absolutely. Yeah, we think this is going to be really big for parents that are missing the moment because they're holding their phone out at arm's length and they're just missing the moment because they're trying to watch a very special once-in-a-lifetime event through their phone screens. And again, at arm's length.
And it's very difficult. Now, it's also, I found this was very tech friendly. You gave me a demo a little while ago, and I was zooming in and zooming out simply by moving my finger back and forth.
Yeah, so we have a proprietary touchpad interface that we designed and created that is very user friendly, and it maps to the app that we have, the IQ app, so that you're just able to just zoom in, zoom out, take pictures, videos, live stream, share, all at the same time.
Tell me the story of the IQ. How'd you first come up with that concept?
Well, the IQ product came out of Star Wars. We were really inspired by Star Wars with their electro binoculars way back in the day. And we actually sought out to build one, but it was several years ago. It's about 15 years ago. And it would have been like $2,000 for a consumer to have at the time. Remember, we didn't have smartphones then. So, yeah, so we were able to just kind of wait until the technology caught up. And now with the iPhone 7 and the cameras, it's just amazing what kind of clarity you get. And the technology's all built in the smartphone. So we decided to build the product around the smartphone's technology.
When or what was the catalyst for that? Technology catches up. What said to you, okay, go, I can do the IQ now?
Well, I spoke to so many moms that are out there that had the same issues that I had when I was trying to, you know, video my daughter and dance. I mean, it's like I never really got to see her dance. And, you know, everybody, it just seemed to resonate with everyone. And the more the smartphone started becoming everyone's everyday camera, it just absolutely made sense because, you know, we just saw so many people missing the moment, and they all agree it's a universal problem. Doesn't matter whether you're an iPhone user or a Samsung user, it doesn't matter. We are going to be making them for the Samsung and the other phone cameras later in the year.
How does this work for somebody who maybe isn't that good a photographer? Let's say that I have a tendency to take half a building or something. How's it going to make sure that I don't do that as I'm live streaming and live broadcasting?
Well, that's the beauty of the IQ, because you're seeing with both eyes, unlike, say, binoculars, where you always have to constantly adjust. With this, you have a full field of vision, and because you hold it up the way you would, say, binoculars, you're able to, your head is a natural stabilizer, and you're recording exactly what you see, only you're seeing everything in high definition. So that's what the type of photography you're going to be taking is what you're seeing.
Mary said the IQ had another feature that's also been getting a lot of attention.
The other part of our IQ that is so cool that people just fall in love with is panoramas, especially 360-degree panoramas. There are so many great cameras and photographers out there that are taking these wonderful 360 panoramas. But here's the thing, there's no good way to view them. I mean, you can kind of move them around on your smartphone, or you can maybe put them up on your laptop, but it's not the same. With the IQ, you are immersed in the moment, because as you put in a panorama, when our app allows it to move around. And so when you're looking through the IQ, it's so immersive. And that's why we called it immersive reality, because you feel like you're there. I mean, we have apps like 360 Cities that we use for demos all the time, and people can see places that they've always wanted to go, and they feel like they're there because it's so clear. Unlike VR, where it's, you know, still the low resolution and so forth, with IR, immersive reality, it's so much more vivid, more clear. So that's the difference.
When you say we have apps that are immersive with Cities, clearly IQ is not your first. How'd you first get into doing what you're doing right now?
Well, I have to say, I'm not the sole inventor. I'm a co-inventor. But our CTO, Art Schulenberger, he's my husband. He's the one that came up with the invention. He's an inventor, and he was the one that was inspired by the Star Wars electric binoculars. And I, of course, helped out with, you know, the touchpad interface and so forth. I'm not an engineer, but I do have a marketing company that I've owned for many years called Parlay, and we merged the two companies together, his innovation engineering consulting company with Parlay. So now it's Parlay Innovation, PI for short.
I love that, because what we've got here is STEAM. We've got science, technology, engineering, your art area, and math.
Yes, and actually, we want to launch our crowdfunding campaign on Pi Day, which is March 14th. So we hope that we can get the word out, and we appreciate being on your podcast, because we think your listeners would just love to see the IQ.
Before you launch the IQ on Pi Day, what is a way that people can get in touch with you? What is a way that they can know more about it?
Well, they just need to go to our website, which is IQEYEQLive.com. That's IQLive.com.
IQ, I like the physical IEYEQLive.com.
Yes, and we just would love for you just to give us your email address, and we'll let you know as soon as we launch so that you could be the first to get the IQ.
And Mary says you might just get a gift as well.
People go to our website, IQLive.com. If they give us their email address, they're open to all these rewards that we give to our, you know, favorite fans that are helping to spread the word about the IQ.
Like what, for example?
Well, they're going to get the app for free, and they're going to get 10% off if they just share it once. But there's all sorts of things like chargers for your phone, IQ stadium blankets, and also up to 50% off of the IQ. So we have lots and lots of fun, cool rewards that people are going to love.
Mary, if we were to look back 50 years from now at CES 2067, I'm not going to be here, I don't think. I'd be 100 years old. But what would you want people to say about innovation that they learned from you as an innovator?
I would like them to learn and know and be inspired by being in the moment. I mean, just because you want to capture it doesn't mean you have to miss it.
This is great. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot.
You and I have been listening to Mary Schulenberger, president and CEO of Parlay Innovation and co-inventor of the IQ immersive reality device. You'll find more information at IQLive.com. That's IQ Live, spelling it E-Y-E, like an I, then Q, live.com. This is an early heads up, because the IQ launches on Pi Day, March 14th, 2017. That's IQLive.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix podcast@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.